Hi, my name is Sam, and let me tell you, we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. So just to make sure that we are in the right ages, can you please tell me if you are between 21 to 29, I'm sorry, 30 to 49?
Okay, can you repeat that?
No problem. So yes, like I said, sir, we're performing a survey, and the answers are definitely going to help us with the youth community. So just asking you, what's your age? Are you between 20 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Well, who are you? I mean, what's the survey for?
Like I said, sir, it's related to youth substances.
Youth substances.
Yeah, and this is funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services.
Okay, well, I'm a long way past my youth.
Well, it's pretty much related to, what you think about this. It's not related to, if you're not young.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think. I won't give you any personal information, but I'll tell you what I think. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Just a moment. All right, so can you tell me what's your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not to medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Ooh, I'm guessing once or twice a month, but I'm only guessing. I don't know.
That's okay. Thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form such as marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form such as hash or hash oil?
Maybe, again, once or twice a month.
All right. Thank you. And how often do you think teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Oh, boy. Weekly.
Weekly?
If not daily. I've seen them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you either strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one of them. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, again, you can give me your best guess. So, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. So, do you agree, disagree, strongly agree, or strongly disagree?
If I understood the question, I disagree. I do not want them to adopt alcohol for children.
All right, thank you. Now, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using or vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree. You know, these are easy questions. I can't believe anybody would ever say they didn't agree.
Well, there are some people, believe me, that they say they don't agree.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree. They should not let them use alcohol.
Thank you. Now, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana?
For children. I agree.
All right, thank you. Now, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree. I thought we already did that question.
It was related to alcohol, the first one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. So parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. So this one is related to parents. The previous one was related to adults.
Okay, can you read that one more time? Because I'm differentiating between children and adults.
No problem. So parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
For teens, agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
You mean it's legal now?
Probably.
Okay, read it again, because I'm not sure I agree or disagree. I'm not sure.
No problem. So my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't know.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't know.
You don't know, all right. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
You just said that. Agree.
No. The difference is that one it says most adults, some other says parents, and some others say just directly the statement. That's the difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I get it.
Correct. Now, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth older than their own children with alcohol.
Youth older than their own children.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's an interesting question. Well, if they're minors, then no.
All right. You disagree then.
Well,
all right.
I didn't really understand the question.
Yeah, let me recall it. So pretty much it's most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. So pretty much not giving to others, only their own.
Other. I thought you were saying older.
No, other. Yeah, other. I'm sorry.
Other, okay. Well, then agree, yeah.
All right.
I thought you were saying older. I was like, what?
Yeah. All right. So most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Unsure.
Unsure, no problem. Now, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree. Now you're asking the same questions over and over.
No. Like I said, sir, the difference is one, most adults, parents, and just a statement.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
All
right. But we're halfway right now. We're almost done, all right?
Oh, halfway. Oh, my God.
That's hard. I'm just kidding. It's 83% right now. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay?
Okay.
So how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Just a moment. All right. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Never. Not that I wouldn't, I just haven't.
All right, good. Now, how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now just a few questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never. I mean, I've not seen any of that. But I'm in the wrong demographic for that, right?
Problem. Yes. Now, how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Or white or other?
Supreme being. No, I'm kidding. White
coffee. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, as a token of our appreciation, the CAPE Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to you to on your behalf. So you can select Iron Range of Road Cyclists, Everest Community Foundation, or Virginia Community Foundation.
Wow, I have no idea what any of those are.
Which one would you select just for selecting?
I will select, door number two.
All right, number two. All right, so that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time, sir, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And again, Happy New Year.
All right. Gracias, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.